Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Cornerstone, that's the name that we're going to look at today. It's found in Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. Let me read the passage, then I'll make some comments. So Paul says, so then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built up into the dwelling place for God by the Spirit. All right, let's think through this. So there's no love lost between the Jews and the Gentiles, right? The Jews refused to associate with non-Jews, Gentiles. And if they even rubbed up against a Gentile while walking down the street, they considered themselves unclean. Then Jesus came and changed everything. Because of Jesus, Gentiles are no longer foreigners and strangers to the family of God. We, non-Jews, Gentiles, we are fellow citizens and members of God's household through Jesus. Once we were far away, but through the blood of Christ, Jews and Gentiles have been united. Jesus is our peace. He destroyed all the barriers of separation and has made the two one. It is through Jesus that we both have access, both Jews and Gentiles have access to the Father by one Spirit. Ephesians 2:18. So built on the foundation of the Old Testament prophets and the New Testament apostles, the two walls, the Jews and Gentiles, come together in Christ. And he is the cornerstone, joining the walls together and making the building strong. The cornerstone was the stone that all other stones were lined up against. That's Jesus. He's the one we trust in. He's the one who aligns both Jews and Gentiles into one family. All peoples come together in Christ and become a holy temple in the Lord. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for your church made up of every race and color and nationality. Thank you that all who know you are joined together by you, the cornerstone. Thank you that all those of your household will spend eternity with you. We pray in your name, and we thank you in your name. Amen.